Oh, Welcome. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Evacuating your home during a fire or flood is scary and stressful, and it's especially so for someone with dementia.
Putting them into a new space where they're not familiar, they're not comfortable, that's going to be really challenging for them to navigate.
That's Associate Professor Allison Gibson of the University of Kentucky College of Social Work. She says to minimize stress and the disruption to people's lives, preparation is key. She advises caregivers to help prepare an emergency kit, or go bag, for their loved ones or clients. It should include essential supplies, such as copies of identification and medicine. And she says it should also include items that provide comfort to help people stay calm. She reminds caregivers that they often cannot be present, especially during an unexpected disaster. So she says it's important to write down thorough instructions for whoever else may be providing care.
Medication schedules, maybe a schedule of routine if you're providing care for somebody with dementia or another kind of related disorder or disease.
And she says caregiving organizations should partner with other local agencies to make sure that plans are in place to protect and care for those who are most vulnerable when disaster strikes. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
Pre-produced at my ski lodge in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back to 2025 Covenants Part 2 N through Z here on the Home of Burnaby Rock. That large set began with Jay Holy from 2021, followed by Coton from 2020. Then it was Yacht Remixed. That was from a 2022 remix album of their 2011 album Shangri-La. Then it was A Beacon School from 2018, and then Secret Boyfriend from 2013. Then it was a new song from Lily West, that was the a cappella one, and a leftover from episode 123. Then it was Corbin from 2020 with an ambient track, and then Sophia Miller from 2017. Pop music broke out after that, starting with Water From Your Eyes from 2017, and then Paper Cuts from 2009, the oldest song on the episode, and then a real gem from Oracle Sisters from 2020. It's a live demo, like the earlier Still Depths song. And I also kind of wonder if it's a cover like the Poison Ruin song that also played earlier. From there, it was Dream Pop with Sea Lemon from 2022, and then Rosie Plain from 2019. After that was three bands that I all kind of think are the same. Gadge from 2016, Deeper from 2018, and then Options from 2016. Then it was Water From Your Eyes from 2019, kind of putting a wrap on things, except for one more song at the end. From Roundhay Garden Scene, and that was from 2023. So that is it for Covenants 2025. I have three more from here, and it's a numbers-making expedition. This was part two, so if you'd like to hear part one, it's on SoundCloud, typical underscore hosts, or you can find a link on the Home of Burnaby Rock Facebook page. In general, if you like what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. Up next at 8 o'clock is the art show, unless it is Thursday, in which case the Bored Crusade is up next. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
Downtown. This is an emergency alert. CMP have issued a dangerous person alert. This alert is in effect for Weedland County. There are two armed and extremely dangerous suspects in the area. Close and lock doors and windows. Do not answer your door. Do not pick up strangers. Call 911 if you need help or have to.
We'll be right back.
shelter in place immediately if you are in the following area.
It was here.